Back in 1744, the Pamunkey tribe was invited to send some of its sons to the College of William and Mary. Having already experienced Harvard, they declined. Chief Robert Gray reads their letter.
They came back to us. They were bad runners, ignorant of every means of living in the woods, unable to bear either cold or hunger, knew neither how to build a cabin, take a deer, or kill an enemy, spoke our language imperfectly, were therefore neither fit for hunters, warriors, nor counselors. They were totally good for nothing.
It took 30 years for the nearly 400 Pamunkey Indians scattered throughout the country to gain the right to their own federally recognized government. That makes them eligible for funding and services. But Chief Gray says they'd prefer to find their own way. The problem is the tribe has no money and no land to attract investors. That's why they're looking at a casino.
Our primary goal is economic self-sufficiency. If it didn't have to be casinos, that would be great. But the federal government has carved out certain rules that allow us to do this because they see it as an economic venture that works and allows us to gain the capital to find other opportunities to get into, to diversify.
When the tribe sought recognition, their main opposition came from MGM, which owns National Harbor Casino on the Potomac in Maryland. But opposition has broadened since the tribe partnered with Tennessee-based Yarborough Capital, which purchased a 600-acre property in rural New Kent County. That's located between Richmond and Williamsburg and is a potential site for the casino. At a public hearing last month, the county hired a law firm specializing in tribal gaming to answer questions. Like other residents, Henry Dowdy went to the podium to express his concerns.
Other businesses that Pamunkey Indians want to run, fine. I just don't like the casino. I don't think it's going to be good for the moral fabric of the county. It's certainly not in tune with my family values.
Other concerns included unwanted traffic and development in a community that wants to remain rural. Chief Gray, who was not invited to the public hearing, said the land may not even be used for a casino.
That is just one possible location, and we might use that location for other opportunities, housing, cultural resource, museum, medical facility. We have not made that decision yet.
Obtaining the trust needed to build a casino takes 8 to 10 years. Tom Foley, one of the attorneys at the hearing, said the Department of Interior has been undergoing administrative changes and is looking at regulatory changes that could result in new hurdles for the Pamunkey and other tribes.
So there's just a lot of uncertainty with the rules and regulations. I'm guessing that some of the changes will make the process slow down a little bit more compared to the previous administration.
And there's one more thing. Just down the road from New Kent County is the West Rock Paper Mill, one of the state's largest groundwater users. State officials are concerned about decreasing water levels in the Potomac aquifer. Chief Gray said he wants to work with the state, but he may not have to. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court turned down an appeal by California water agencies in a landmark lawsuit. In that case, two tribes asserted rights to groundwater beneath the tribe's reservation. From the Pamunkey Indian Reservation, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.